If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, my tag team partner today, the one and only Mark Henry, and I talk all about Ronda Rousey. Yes, Ronda Rousey had some comments about the WWE universe. Does she need to get some tougher skin? And is there some truth behind it? Or has the WWE universe and the pro wrestling fan done a bad job of appreciating what Ronda Rousey has been able to accomplish? And also, does Ronda Rousey, to take a page from John Cena, have to rise above the hate? We'll get into all that. Plus, the release of the Revival. That's right, the WWE released the Revival yesterday. We get into what the future holds for the Revival and where should they go. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. She was on the Steve-O podcast, Steve-O known for his work with the Jackass movies, and she was talking about the possibility of coming back to the WWE on a full-time basis. And then it got into the topic of the fans. And this is what Ronda had to say. So it's just like, what am I doing? What am I doing it for if I'm not being able to spend my time and energy on my family, but instead spending my time and my energy on a bunch of blank, ungrateful fans that don't even appreciate me? I love performing. I love the girls. I love being out there. But at the end of the day, I was just like, fuck these fans, dude. And I just,
and you know what?
And I blanked the first F word and I actually said the next F word. So there you go.
She's right. She's 100% right. And I, just like I said, that we should appreciate the essential workers, we should appreciate people like Ronda Rousey and Gronkowski and Mark Henry and the all of the people that have come to WrestleMania that were not wrestlers. Yes, you're judged by a different grade, but every now and then you get one or two or three people like a Ronda Rousey and a Kurt Angle who come into the sport and they're so damn good that what would it have looked like if they had been in forever? If they had been in, if that was, you know, if 96, when I came into pro wrestling, Kurt Angle came in, it would have been so good. But that's not our reality. Ronda, she did movies. She fought professionally for years. Since she was a teenager, she trained. And even before then, she trained. 9, 10 years old in judo. Like, she spent the whole life for another genre of entertainment altogether. And then she comes into ours. And she's in for maybe a year or two at the highest level that there ever was in our business. And she drew better than everybody. When I say drew, let me explain that. People paid money. The fans paid money to see her fail because that's what our fans do. We want to see if somebody is going to come into our business and they're going to be able to cut it. Well, Ronda Rousey put both fingers up to the world as it relates to I'll show you. She showed everybody that she was equally as good, equally as passionate about pro wrestling than every woman that came before her. And she shined. and all she wanted was an attaboy, a pat on the back. Good going, girl. And probably about 90% of our fans gave her that. But it's that 10% that made Ronda Rousey not want to do pro wrestling full time. And they all should go and eat shit and die. I'm not talking about all of you fans. I love that 90%. But that 10%, those are the ones that when I tripped in my first match at Madison Square Garden, boo, get the hell out of here, you green son of a... Yeah, I remember everything. Rhonda is under the microscope. So her sample size of pro wrestling is, you know, under five years. Let's just put the cap at 5 years. She's under 5 years. And that's going to be what she's judged by, is the time that she was in wrestling. And all of those 10 percenters, those are the ones that are going to keep her from being in the business for a lot longer. So look in the mirror, guys. If you feel like you're one of those 10 percenters, Guns,
who's our producer today.
Look in the mirror and then wonder why somebody like her won't be full-time, that won't have a 10-year career where we can say, wow, she won 16 championships. She won 18 championships. Which means that she put over people. That she lost. You won't remember the losses. I don't remember who Charlotte Flair lost to. I don't remember one. I mean, I'm sure I can sit here and I can put it together. But I don't remember. All I remember is she's a 16-time winner. A winner. She's a winner. Ronda Rousey is a winner. In under 3 years. You're welcome, guys. Pay Rhonda more respect, and maybe we can get her more.
Wow. I mean, strong comments from Mark Henry. And I'm glad the two names that you brought up were your name and Kurt Angle's name. Because I ask you, Mark, if Kurt Angle came into the business in 2019, if Mark Henry came up into the business in 2020 instead of 1996, how different would that be? Because the two names that you brought up with Mark Henry, who came from another sport, who was a world champion in two other sports before he became a pro wrestler. Kurt Angle, who was an Olympic gold medalist before he became a pro wrestler. What would the perception be for them to the fans? Because there's really, Mark, not much difference at all, if any, between two Hall of Famers, Mark Henry and Kurt Angle, and Ronda Rousey. What's the difference?
Time.
And that's it. The only difference is time. That's it. So, you know, you're talking about Ronda Rousey in the regards of, and you said a 5 years. Let's put it 5 years. You know what? I'm gonna modify that to 1 year. I'm gonna modify that from WrestleMania 34, which was her debut match on the main roster, to her final time we've seen her in the ring, which is at WrestleMania 35. WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, Mark, which is regarded as the greatest debut match of any pro wrestler of all time, to WrestleMania 35, which is the first time that a woman main evented at WrestleMania. Listen to me. WrestleMania 34, the greatest debut of all time, to fucking WrestleMania 35, the first time that a woman main evented WrestleMania.
Preach.
1 year. 1 year. and somebody is going to be critical? Somebody is going to shit on that? Are you kidding me? What more do you want from a person? What more do you want? The greatest debut in history? In 1 year's time, the greatest debut to history. And make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair would not have been in the main event of WrestleMania 35 if it wasn't for Ronda Rousey.
You bet your ass. You bet it. All of it. The entire thing. If she was not in it, that would have been a match that would have been a precursor to whatever was the main event at WrestleMania. But yet, the 10%, the 10%ers, criticize, judge. I talked to Travis Brown, her husband, not recently, but a while back. Sent me a bunch of t-shirts. Thank you, Travis. I wear Ronda Rousey shirts all the time. And he kind of alluded to that. He was like, man, he was like, it's good to have her home. But you, I know she loves it and misses it. She wouldn't be missing it if she felt appreciated. She would still be on the road. She would still be out there. Right now, everybody's home. Turn on TV right now, it'd be Ronda Rousey and somebody. But you assholes, 10%ers, are ruining it for everybody. It kills me, man. I tell you what, homework for all the 10%ers. Your favorite wrestler of all time.
And this is for you, Guns, our producer today.
You're go back and watch the first match of their career. Go back and watch the first year, maybe 5 years of their career, where they started. Go, and I promise you, without a shadow of a doubt, that they pale in comparison to Ronda Rousey. Not even close. Hulk Hogan, nope. I saw him. Can't say that about Ric Flair. He was always good. The Rock, started with him, lived with him, traveled on the road with him, got in the car with him. Damn, man, I should have did this. I should have did that. A lot of critiques. Ronda, first match, Kurt Angle was in the ring, Triple H was in the ring, bona fide Hall of Famers, people in the top 15 of all time in pro wrestling. Who was the star, Dave?
Ronda Rousey.
I'm sorry, I think my headphones was messing up. What'd you say?
I'll say it louder and slower. Ronda Rousey.
I thought you said that.
Yep.
Novel concept. Appreciate people like her. They stay in the business. We have a better product. The buy rate is higher. Everybody makes more money. I guarantee you, all of those women in the WWE right now, they wish Ronda was back. Because when Ronda was there, they all made more money. But you go ahead and criticize her.
Oh, but Mark, she didn't start in XYZ wrestling in front of 50 people at the VFW hall. You know, she didn't start at SILAODWXYZ Pro Wrestling in front of 50 people at somebody's birthday party. Come on, yeah. Mark. Yeah. She was given everything, you know, she was handed everything. Mark, come on. Come on.
You know what? Let's do a hypothetical. Let's do a hypothetical thing, Dave. So let's just say, you know how much I love Marvel. Hey, guys, Mark Henry is going to be playing X character in the Marvel Universe. And then I come in, and in one movie, they say, boom, Thor who? They should have had Mark Henry in a long time ago. He was the best. And then I say, you know what? I'm going back to wrestling. I have one performance, and it's off the chain. They say, you know what, man? I think this is the first time in history of action movies that one is going to be nominated for an Oscar. That's Ronda Rousey. If Ronda Rousey was, she was a TV star. Let's just put it simple. Loved her in Expendables. But if it was like that in wrestling, the equivalent of winning an Oscar is main eventing, damn it, WrestleMania. And she did that. The buy rate was the highest that it had been in like 4 years before. Break it down and start talking dollars and cents.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
What am I doing it for if I am not being able to spend my time and my energy on my family, but instead spending my time on energy on a bunch of ungrateful fans that don't even appreciate me? So I was the thing is, like, I love performing. I love the girls. I love being out there. But at the end of the day, I was just like, f- these fans, dude. My family loves me and they appreciate me. And I want all my energy to go into them.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry, heated discussion. I mean, it continued throughout the break. I mean, Mark and I can talk all day, 12-hour show, 12-hour edition of Busted Open on this topic alone. You know, I don't understand the perception that some fans have of what a pro wrestler is supposed to be and how they're supposed to start. Some of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time came from other sports and came into the world of pro wrestling. You know, legends, Ernie Ladd, Steve Dr. Death Williams, Wahoo McDaniel, Danny Hodge, Goldberg, so many of our all
Wahoo McDaniel.
I mean, my God, Hall of Famers, Mark Henry, Kurt Angle. Like, so you're telling me that if any of these wrestlers came now, that they would be rejected? Think about all the, if people had the attitude that they have now, 30, 40 years ago, you would have missed out on some of the special athletes in our business.
Ron Simmons.
Some of the history of Ron Simmons. So many that didn't start like as indie wrestlers. It didn't start like, oh my God.
Dave, what was the WrestleMania that Lawrence Taylor was in?
Oh yeah, right. When he wrestled Bam Bam Bigelow.
Lawrence Taylor was awesome. You hear me? He was awesome. He was a guy that I thought, man, I wish he could just stop and start wrestling. He was that good. But he did right. People like Guns and the other 10%ers, they were criticizing after about a week, a month. He was only there for a year. He was only there for 2 years. He only performed, you know, 30, 40 matches a year. But I guarantee you, in those 30, 40 matches a year, he would draw his ass off. And everybody, and if you just had matches in the Northeast, people would pay out the ass to go see Lawrence Taylor wrestle anybody. anybody because he is a draw. A great athlete that drew the attention of the fan. Okay, let me I'm going to summarize this. I'm not going to be long. The reason that you want somebody to come from outside into pro wrestling is to draw attention to the guys that are in the ring by using the light that's so bright on that individual that maybe a little bit of the light will get on somebody else. And I'm over. Becky I'm Lynch. Finished.
Like Becky Lynch last year.
People now, know who Ronda is.
Whether you booed Ronda or cheered Ronda, how much was Ronda a piece of Becky Lynch getting to the heights that she got to?
Pretty Almost big everything.
Key. Pretty big key. Oh, and yeah. Speaking of Ronda Rousey, okay, so she was a world champion in the UFC. I'm not an MMA fan, so, you know, it's a lot of her accomplishments I may not know about.
You respect it, though. But you don't diminish it.
I don't diminish it. Of course I wouldn't. That would be foolish of me to do that.
You'd be a 10%er.
She came to the world of pro wrestling, brought a lot of mainstream appeal to our sport that we love. She trained at the Performance Center. She debuted. She had the rowdy, Ronda Rousey gimmick. She had Roddy Piper's jacket on. Asked Roddy Piper's family for the use of that jacket. Was given that jacket. Asked for permission to have that jacket. Was giving props to one of the greatest Hall of Famers of all time. So, you know, not only is she making her debut, but you know what? She's also like acknowledging the history and the past of our great sport. She was a fan of our sport. She loved our sport. Before she became a pro wrestler, she would mention our sport. She had one of the greatest debuts of all time. She brought a lot of mainstream appeal to our sport. She got over to the point where she made Becky, in a lot of ways, she made Becky Lynch, brought her Becky Lynch to new heights. She made an historic main event that wouldn't have happened without her. And from everything that we heard, Mark, she was respectful to all the wrestlers, shared a locker room. I mean, she could have been like, you know, Barry Bonds.
I want my private locker room.
Yeah. You know, give me a big screen TV and I'm all by myself. No, she was a
only green M&Ms.
We spoke only to green. Natalia. We spoke to Natalia that said she did everything right. She went and shook hands with everyone in the locker room, acknowledged everyone, respected the business. Where is the flaw in any of this? Acknowledging the history of the sport, giving respect to the current roster, bringing other wrestlers to new heights, making a historic main event, talking about pro wrestling to the media. Where's the flaw? Tell me the flaw in this. There is no flaw. No flaw at all.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
I just sent, you know, like I cut a little clip of you, Dave, when you said, if I was going to tell Ronda Rousey something, it would be thank you. And you went into it. And then Gunn said some bullshit that about her not being great and her not appreciating it or whatever. And I sent that to him, Travis and Ronda.
Yep. And Travis Brown. Says that ask twice, them, I'll knock it down.
Please watch. Please listen to us today because I want you to hear how the real wrestling fans feel about you. That's what I said.
You know what you have
Ronda
her call.
To know
have her call.
That she is appreciated. And we're talking about having thicker skin, and hopefully she listens because this is directly at Ronda. Ronda, I want you to have thicker skin as it relates to people that don't matter. The 90 percenters, they matter. Those fans that appreciate you, they love you, they respect you, training from the time you was a little girl till you graduated high school, till you went through your training for being an Olympic level judo player, to you being a world champion in the MMA, to you being a world champion in the WWE. Success, success, success. That's all I hear. But the 10 percenters are the ones that we only use for fire for training. The bulletin board material people is what I call them. The ones that when I'm in the gym and I've already did 20 minutes of cardio, 30 minutes of cardio. And I say, you know what? I'm going to do an extra minute for the 10 percenters. You did it. I know you did. On those ground and pound videos that I've seen you do in training, and they have to jump on you and pull you off to stop you. I know that extra time was for the 10 percenters. I need you to find that again. Develop that thick skin for the 10 percenters and use it as fuel. Come back and save wrestling. And wrestling is in a good place. It's the only thing in the world that's going on. But it needs Ronda Rousey.
I'm not even going to call them the 10 percenters anymore. We're going to call them the Gunzes. They're the Gunzes.
The Gunzes.
The Gunzes. And here's the other thing, Mark. I'm not an MMA fan. You know, we have MMA on our channel. I'm not an MMA person. So when Ronda came, I wasn't negative or positive. It was a blank canvas to me. So I've only judged Ronda on what she's done in our world. I wasn't like, I didn't have any preconceived notions. I wasn't like, oh, I'm excited about Ronda coming or negative. I'm like, all right, Ronda's coming into our world. Let's see. And she, to me, she did everything right. She did to respect to the past, to respect to the now, to bringing mainstream attention. She did everything right. Now, when she makes comments about the WWE fans, to be fair, you know, you have to have a thicker skin than that. You can't be that sensitive. Like, this is going to happen in any... If I didn't have thick skin, Mark, then we wouldn't be talking right now. There wouldn't be a Busted Open. If I told you every time people within the industry or people within SiriusXM told me no or made fun of me,
You're gonna leave the NFL channel
for that? I mean, I can't say that that's bullshit.
I can't say that's bullshit. I know you, and what you did is you got angry and you said, "You telling me no? I will show you why the world loves pro wrestling, and there is a following enough to sustain this channel if you put me on it." I will bring in the fans that are wrestling fans like I am, because if I exist, they exist. And you shoved it down their throat. Ronda shoved it down people's damn throat. Mark Henry shoved. You think I won every time? I failed. I would be Olympic champion right now if I didn't lose. I wouldn't have won 3 world championships in different sports and was a 7-time national champion in another sport, in 4 sports, if I didn't have something in me that was like, damn it, I didn't do it good. I got to do it again. I got to do it again. Ronda has it. No doubt that she has it. I just want her to use it as fuel. Because those people don't matter. You know what? I got a kid, 14 years old in junior high. You know, the cruelest kids in the world are in junior high.
Yep.
He's way bigger than them. They pick on him about being too big. He's dark skinned like I am. They pick on him about his dark skin. He's a good guy. He's in the choir. He's a good student. They pick on him about being a good student? What's wrong with these people? You're always going to get picked on by somebody. But you know what I told him? You can use it as fuel or you can implode. The best success is living well. I didn't say that. I think it was Machiavelli, but it may, you have to Google it. Live well, improve it, show the world. You have to earn your respect, and we've earned our respect in all our respective businesses. Myself, you, Rhonda. But when I go home, I don't think about my haters. I love my family. I hang out with them, play with my dog, play video games, write, read books, sit on my front porch right now and admire what God gave us. I don't think about them. I don't think about the Gunzes.
The damn Gunzes.
I don't think about the 10%. That's what I think about. And I hope that Rhonda uses this fuel and enjoys being on her ranch farm and raising those animals and joking around with her husband and everything that's important to her. Everybody else can go eat shit and die.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
The news came down right after we signed off yesterday. The Revival have been released from the WWE. I think it's something that they wanted for quite some time. They were granted their release, so... First of all, your thoughts on the Revival, and then also, Mark, where do you think they might end up next?
Well, I mean, it's there's other options other than the WWE out there going to Japan, going to AEW, MLW. They have a blossoming tag division that a group like them would flourish in, but also be able to teach the future and be over at the same time. The same thing with AEW. They have a great tag division that could use somebody like them to help bolster their division, as well as they're not really a serious, you know, kind of flip and fly, but it'll be good to see some contrast. Mm-hmm. You know, I wish them well. They're really good workers. I think that now is the time for them, whatever knocks that they feel like they had or people said about them, fix them before you show up again. Let people see a difference. And we was talking about having that thin skin, like toughen up. Don't have any thin skin. Go and prove that, you know, you deserve to be viewed at the way you want to be viewed and not rely on somebody else to put you in position. Take it. Go and go work and get it done.
I think the biggest thing you said, Mark, is there's options now. And you're 100% right. You know, I don't know if you had that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but you certainly have it now in 2020. I mean, the most logical one would be AEW. They're they're the number two behind the WWE right now. But there's options beyond that. Marty Scurll was a big free agent. He opted to stay with Ring of Honor, and his role has changed with Ring of Honor. And there's now a bigger buzz around Ring of Honor. So, and you mentioned MLW. And, you know, listen, we talked to Low Key on our show yesterday. MLW is an option. You know, like you said, Japan, you know, New Japan. I think they would be a great fit in New Japan if that's where they would want to go. One thing we do know in the world of pro wrestling, there are a lot of options. Impact Wrestling, you know, Tommy Dreamer praises Impact Wrestling. He's a part of that. That's always an option, too. So there are options right now in 2020, Mark.
They're going to get calls.
Yep.
I mean, they're going to get calls from every company. And I don't think that for one second that they're not going to say, well, I don't want to go there. I think they're going to listen. I think they're smart guys. They're going to listen to every option and come up with something that's good for them both, because they're a unit. It's not like one guy's going to say, well, we're done here. Let's go our separate ways. No, they're a team. That's what makes them special. And who's going to be the one to offer them enough money, one, and enough years, and a spot where they're not going to be trivialized, that they want to be over and continue to be over, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned tag team, and the WWE doesn't put a big emphasis on their tag team. So as a team, if they're going to be happy and have freedom elsewhere, then this is definitely the right way to go.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.